Many businesses are imposing their own restrictions when it comes to business travel, and that means less business for Florida. The state is a destination not only for tourists, but also for conventions and business meetings. The recession has led to cutbacks. Judith Schmelzer of member station WMFE in Orlando reports.
Welcome to the world of asphalt. No, it's not a bizarre Orlando theme park. It's a trade show for people who buy and sell paving equipment.
You've got some that are related a little bit more to maintenance with asphalt, some that are related to the bigger, large contract projects.
Megan Tennell is with the show's organizer, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. She stands among huge, brightly colored construction machines scattered around the Orlando Orange County Convention Center.
The piece of equipment in the back that I like to refer to as a brontosaurus, it looks a little bit like a dinosaur, it's a piece of milling equipment. So what happens is it goes over the road.
Tennell says attendance has reached record levels this year, partly because of the promise of federal stimulus dollars for road building. But some of the exhibitors rented smaller booths, and her group has made the unprecedented decision to freeze exhibit space rates to stave off cancellations for next year's show. That means less money, so Tennell has insisted on better deals from convention hotels and other suppliers.
We've gone back to our vendors, you know, our general contractor, all of our service providers, and said, listen, you know, we're in a world of hurt right now, and I know you are too, but we got to make this work.
Hotels in Orlando have gotten the message. Some have dropped rates for everything from meeting space to food and drink. Others have relaxed policies, like allowing shorter than usual gatherings. Still, conventions are being canceled in Orlando and across the country, and fewer people are attending the conferences that do take place. Industry leaders say some companies are afraid of bad press after the outcry over news reports that federal bailout recipients had held lavish meetings in luxury resorts.
This has created a whole new set of circumstances that we've never encountered before.
Roger Dow is the president of the U.S. Travel Association.
People that have legitimate meetings are actually vilified and afraid to host a meeting for fear that they might be the next poster child for what is misappropriately called corporate excess.
All convention cities are feeling the pressure, but some, like Las Vegas and Orlando, have to be especially careful that their reputations for fun don't hurt their credentials with the business crowd. A mile and a half from Walt Disney World sits the massive Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center.
How you doing, sir?
Doing good.
How can I help you?
I want to check in.
The luxury hotel's 1,400 rooms surround a soaring glass atrium with a replica of the Florida Everglades, complete with canned cricket noises and live alligators. The Gaylord Palms gets 80% of its business from meetings and conventions, and last quarter the hotel's revenue was down by 7%. General Manager Kemp Gallineau says his salespeople are thinking harder about how to tailor their pitches to perception-conscious meeting planners.
Yeah, you might not emphasize the spa or the golf. You might not emphasize the meeting space and the ability to do electronic messaging and marketing. And, you know, we might emphasize our boardrooms and our great breakout space.
The tourism industry is also beefing up its efforts. The U.S. Travel Association has launched a PR campaign to convince lawmakers and the public that business meetings are necessary and that they support hundreds of thousands of jobs. And here in Orlando, the Convention and Visitors Bureau has enlisted college students to make 18,000 sales calls to meeting planners before the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Judith Schmelzer in Orlando.